Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here with a terrific actor who's been terrific for a long time because we've been watching him since he's young, and he's one of those Brad Packers. And I'll tell you what, he was terrific then. He's terrific now. You can see him on The Goldbergs, which is just a great show. And you can see him. I got the preview of that show, and he's funny. He's always terrific in everything he does. Anthony Michael Hall is our very special guest. You know him from so many things over the years: Vacation and Dark Knight and Breakfast Club and 16 Candles. Everything. It's a list a mile long. Anthony Michael Hall is with us. Michael, how are you?
I'm doing great, Frank. Thanks. Good to be with you, pal.
Well, listen, congratulations on everything that you've done, but this is terrific, too. You're lending your name and your talents to a show that's in its prime, and really, it's a terrific cast over there, a lot of talent there, and it's a nice fit for you in this role. Is it a recurring role? Is it a one-off? What do we expect here?
It is, Frank. I'll tell you what happened. Yeah, they brought me on about at the beginning of the season, and they were doing a spoof of Vacation, and it was like the Goldbergs get to go to Disneyland. Now, the funny part is, in 1983, when we made that film, we couldn't use Disneyland because it was a Warner Brothers film, right? And
yeah.
So basically, it became Wally World. So all those years later, it was really funny. The Goldbergs get to go to Disneyland, and they had a joke in there, which was Rusty Griswold, who I was playing, was now the security guard at Disney. So that went well. It was really fun. It was a funny episode. And then from there, they brought me back as a guidance counselor, Mr. Perrott, who is Adam Goldberg's guidance counselor. So most of my scenes have been with Sean Jambroni, who's a great kid. And it's just a great group, as you said. It's really a terrific cast and crew, and it's just great to be doing comedy again. So it's been a lot of fun.
You've got to be thrilled just looking back at your body of work. And again, I say this when you're not around, while you're here. You've been a terrific actor from day one. But so much of your material is used, and it's parodied, and it's a big part of pop culture. And I can't even give one or two examples. There's a whole body of work that people talk. Weird Science gets parody all the time, and of course your work, 16 Candles, constantly. You've got to be thrilled looking back at the work that you've done.
I appreciate that, Frank. Thank you for your perspective. Yeah, I mean, I really am. It's very humbling. I'm very grateful. You know, I really wouldn't be here without John Hughes, the late great John Hughes. He was such a wonderful guy. He was so down to earth, and he really gave me my start. He saw something in me and a lot of us, you know, that we worked for him as kids, you know, and he was a gem. He was such a great guy to work for. It was a really blessed and fortunate opportunity to start my career working with him. But all these years later, it's humbling is the best word I can say, because I didn't expect it. And I've just, you know, like anybody, I get up and go to work, and I just had a workman's attitude about my career. So I'm grateful to be still chipping away at it, as my father used to say.
Well, listen, you normally when I say, how are you doing? It's usually a casual, hey, you know, like, hi, how are you? How are you doing? Is everything good with the virus and the sequestering and, you know, anything you could share with us?
Sure. Well, you know, my fiance and I, we live in Los Angeles, and we, you know, we live kind of at the beach. And so, you know, we've been doing the things that we normally do. You know, a lot of times when we're not working, she's a model and an actress, and we work from home, and we're not on a location or whatever. So we've just been, you know, hunkered down like a lot of us in our country, you know, taking care of business, doing the best we can, and taking good care of each other. You know, and that's, look, I think it's important to remember how great our country is. You know, we owe such a great debt of gratitude to all these great healthcare workers, to our great military, to all the people that are really making it happen, that are the nuts and bolts of our country, you know. And, you know, we just got to hunker down and get through this. We know that we can, and we will, you know.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned the folks that we really pay homage to here during a crisis like this. But I'll tell you what, the work that you've done and other actors and actresses have done is very important now, because right now everyone's got to stay in and watch TV, watch, you know, Roku, watch, you know, Netflix. And there's never been a more guilt-free time to say, hey, watch everything Anthony's been in and watch everything that you can get your hands on. And if you think about it, it's the work that you guys have done in your past that's really serving us right. That sounds funny, or it sounds, it sounds like an overstatement.
No, but
it's not.
I appreciate it, Frank, and back at you as well. You know, look, we all have talents. We all have God-given talents, and we all have to be of service in our lifetimes and with our work. And I appreciate your kindness and what you said. I mean, absolutely, we all have to make a contribution, and that's certainly a nice thing if people can have a laugh or have an escape from something that they're watching or enjoying, whoever it is, you know, whatever the project is. So I'm grateful for that. And to be able to contribute at that level, you're right, it's important to remember that. You know, absolutely.
Well, listen, we appreciate your time. I know you're on the run. I just want to remind folks the Goldbergs is a must-watch, especially with Anthony Michael Hall's skills in there and his talents in there. He's terrific. But listen, congratulations on your whole career, still going strong, and stay safe, and thank you very much for being here. Do you have a website or a social media site you can give us?
Thank you, Frank. Yes, yeah, so I'm on Instagram. It's at AMH, my initials, the number 4, and then Real. So AMH for Real. And my that's on Instagram, and I post there weekly. And then also I have a website, which is theanthonymichaelhall.com. So, and anyway, yeah, I appreciate it, Frank. It's good talking with you, and it's a pleasure to be on your show today. Thank
you. Thrilled to have you. Thanks, Mike. Take care and be safe.
Okay, Frank, you too. God bless.
Anthony Michael Hall has been our very special guest, and he goes by Mike or Michael, if you know him or if you dealt with him in any professional way. That, you know, it's if you heard me call him Mike or Michael, that's what he prefers to be called. But again, everyone knows him as Anthony Michael Hall. And his, like I said, his resume is impressive. He's part of pop culture history. And, you can't ask for a better young career than what he had, and the fact that it's still going. Goldbergs, again, is a show that's hit its stride and is still going strong. And he's in there, because of a spoof, right? A spoof on the on Wally World, or in this case Disneyland, and they worked in the vacation aspect to it. And good for them. The Goldbergs are run by smart people, and they know how to get the best out of pop culture. They're all about pop culture. But, just to give you an idea of what Anthony Michael Hall has done, and all of these shows that you talk, yeah, and again, it, like he gave proper credit to the late great, as he called him, John Hughes. You're not kidding, late great. John Hughes has found so many of these folks, and they, part of that Brat Pack, and, some of the movies that you've seen him in, 16 Candles, The Breakfast Club, Weird Science, Vacation, the franchise with Chevy Chase and Beverly DeAngelis, Edward Scissorhands, the movie, which was terrific, Johnny B. Good. I'm just reading some of the things off of his IMDb as we end up here. But Anthony Michael Hall, he had a stint on Saturday Night Live, and I'll tell you what, just there's a lot of other work in here. The Dark Knight, you don't usually think of Anthony Michael Hall and the Dark Knight and the Batman franchise or any of the franchises there, but he is, and he's he's a big part of this. He did a little stint on Psych. He was terrific in that. There was a show called Awkward, if you get a chance to check out. He was, again, he's good in everything, and he's not the same guy. He was in a TV series called The Dead Zone, based off of the Stephen King movie, and that lasted for like 80 episodes. He did, anyway. He had 80 episodes in there, and he was, part of that Brat Pack crew and the Breakfast Club with Emilio Estevez and Molly Ringwald and who's that? Judd Nelson. Is it Judd Nelson? No, Judge Reinhold. I'm sorry. And, whatever. Just a, someone who has put together a nice career, a continuing career. And the Breakfast Club is constantly parodied. You see it in cartoons. You see it in the animated shows parodied, like Family Guy and different shows like that. The vacation shows are always parodied. There's a reason that he got a lot of work. He's very, very good, and really has done a nice job piecing together career well beyond those childhood days. And I just mentioned some people, including Emilio Estevez, who you don't hear as much about anymore. And he had, you know, a great run there. Molly Ringwald, the same thing. And, you know, you hear about them periodically. But Anthony Michael Hall is constantly popping up with work. And there's a reason for that. He's good. He's very good at what he does. And we're thrilled to have him for a couple moments. Again, Anthony Michael Hall is you know, best known for all of those shows as a young guy. But again, The Dark Knight and the Goldbergs. Check out The Goldbergs, and you could see his role there. And again, smart people figure out a way to work him in there, and it's worked out very nicely for him. Once again, Anthony Michael Hall has been our very special guest. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you all next time on Breaking It Down.